Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. I love the parable that's in our gospel lesson for today, and it ties so well with all the lessons for today about the Word of God and what He does in our lives in that Word. But a lot of times people hear the parable of the sower and they think first, well, we're the sowers and we sow the word. I don't like that translation because I don't think that's quite right. And then we hear people thinking, well, you know, the seed, we're the seed. And what kind of seed are we? Do we take root and do we sprout? That's not really the point of this passage either. The reality of this passage is Jesus is saying to you and to me, it's time to be good dirt. If you listen to the parable, it's all about the dirt. It's all about the hard path that's been worn down where the seed doesn't penetrate, the rocky path that isn't healthy, or the rocky soil that's not healthy, or the seed overridden with thorns and briars and weeds that choke out, or good soil on which the word falls and springs forth into life. That's what this message is all about. Are we good soil? Now, there's several ways to look at that. The reality is we're not good soil by ourselves, and God makes us good soil right here in our baptism as He comes into our life to bring the power of His death and resurrection, His death on the cross for our forgiveness and salvation, His resurrection for our eternal life into our lives. And we can say, yes, there we're made good soil, but it doesn't end there, does it? Because we're still sinners and saints at the same time. We still have the sinful nature. Paul's been talking about it in our lessons for the last couple of weeks in Romans. Why do I do the things I don't want to do when the things I want to do I do not do? This is our struggle. So we still are sinners in this world even though we are saints and redeemed by Jesus Christ. The reality is we're sinners and saints at the same time. So as we look at this passage, there becomes an acute realization of what Jesus is saying for us. Because every day of our lives is a celebration of our baptism. Every day of our lives we die to Christ and rise with Him because of our baptism. So every day in our lives is the power of baptism is renewed in our lives by the word and the sacrament. Every day in our lives we live our baptism in repentance and salvation, forgiveness and grace. Every day of our lives that word and that seed is still being sowed in our life through the process of sanctification. Sanctification is the process of being made holy, sanctified. Holy is being set apart. It's that process where God takes us in this world to set us apart to be His presence in the world, to be Jesus, to be loved, to celebrate and give that very love He's given to you and me, because our sins are forgiven, because we will live forever, because God is with us in His mercy and His grace, to give that to everyone we meet, to live for Him, to obey His law joyfully, and to live in the grace of the gospel, pointing others to Jesus. Sanctification happens every day of our lives. It does not end until the day we go to heaven and we're made holy and perfect, and that the saint springs forth into the newness of life, and the old sinner side of us dies and goes away. It's not there anymore because you and I are promised the gift of perfection and eternity in heaven because of Jesus. This is crucial. We must be good dirt. And there is a responsibility on that of our own. Right? There is. Jesus put it into motion for us in baptism. We couldn't do that. But we have this responsibility to God and to others to seek to be good dirt every day. We do that in worship. When we worship together, whether it's in this building or at home online, when we worship, we are receiving the word, the grace, the sacrament of God, and there He is cultivating us and keeping our dirt healthy, removing the rocks and the weeds that Satan puts in through our past, through trial and tribulation and illness and death and cancer and financial troubles and COVID and racism and all of these things in our world. God is constantly working in our lives through grace and love, rototilling all of this out to keep us healthy and fertile so that His word can constantly come into our lives every day on a daily basis to spark us forward to be the light of the world in Jesus. Of course, sacrament is part of that as well. Every time you receive the sacrament, God is working this good work, keeping us good soil in this world. Every time we do our private devotions and we spend time in His Word, God is cultivating and enriching us with the power of His Holy Spirit to keep us being good dirt, pointing us back to our baptisms and leading us forward in that glory and grace of our baptismal life. Every time we pray and spend time with God, meditate in silence with God, we are cultivating that good dirt. Every time we spend time with our families, praying before dinner, sharing love with each other, we're cultivating good dirt. Every time we give up ourselves and serve others and love others, put people first, be friends with people, that we withhold judgment, that we withhold grudges in our lives, that we practice forgiveness. You get the point. Every time we serve people because it's good to serve people, we are being good dirt, and the Holy Spirit is interacting in our lives to keep us healthy so that the Word of God, which comes down, who is Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, will enrich our lives so that we may become like Him in this world, that we may rejoice in our forgiveness and salvation and realize that no matter what rock or thorn Satan places in our path, you and I have victory, that all things will work out to our good. Hallelujah. Amen to that. However, as I look out at the world today and look at Christianity, we're not being very good dirt these days. No, not indeed. There's a lot of rockiness. There's a lot of thorns and thistles in the dirt. Let me use an example for you. This has been heavy on my heart lately. And let me start with a practical example. So I'm on this app called Nextdoor. I really don't know why I'm on this app. It's terrible. All people get on there do is fight and moan and groan and complain. I can't stand it. I don't even know why I look at it. It stresses me out. But this past July 4th, I guess a weekend ago that was, well, even for the week before that, people in our neighborhood were shooting off fireworks left and right until 2 and 3 in the morning. It was terrible. It was terrible. And even though it's illegal to do, right? That's concept here. It's illegal in the city of Fort Worth to do this. And people would post, please don't shoot off the fireworks. You know, I have a baby in the house, or I'm trying to sleep because I'm a first responder and I get up at 3 a.m. and I can't sleep. That was honest. Good. They have the right to do that, right? Or they would say, you know, this is terrifying my dog. Or the thing that made me really sad too is veterans would get on there and say, I have PTSD. You don't know what these fireworks do to me. Please don't shoot them off. And over again, people would respond to, well, it's my right to do so because I have freedom because I'm an American. I'm an American, so I have the freedom to do whatever I want, including hurting other people. You've probably seen that in many other ways. We see it with the mask issue. We've seen it with racism. And that's kind of where we're at today. There's a lot of rocky and thorny dirt out there. The reality is, and we need to understand this, the freedom that we have as Christians, being good dirt, is the freedom that is bound to to everyone around us, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and to those who don't know Christ, in love, seeking their good and doing what's best for everyone. I don't care that in this country we have XYZ freedoms. I don't care. Because the freedom that comes from God is way above that. It's not only a freedom that rises above everything else. For example, even in countries around the world today where it's illegal to worship as Christians, people still do it. Why? Because that freedom is higher. But it's also a freedom that binds us together in love and service to each other. We talked about it in last week's lesson where Jesus says, cast your burden on me because I will give you my yoke and my burden is light. That yoke binds us together. It's like those used on animals to bind them together, to work together, to plow the field, to lift burdens. And in that way, that's what we do. Our freedom is bound together to those around us in love. Do you see that? St. Paul says, bear one another's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the love of Christ. God's word says we have to be good dirt. To be good dirt, we have to completely come to a place of surrender and come to a place of admitting that all that matters in this world is Jesus and His command to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's what being good dirt is. And I don't know the answer to how we change this world because it's rocky and thorny. People are spoiled. They're acting like children. Well, a lot of people are acting like brats, let's be honest. I guess we all do that at times with our sinfulness. But something has to be done. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me as we surrender to God and we say, make us good dirt. As painful as it is, Lord Jesus, expose to me the rocks and the thorns and the briars that must be cultivated and weeded out. Rototill my life. Make my heart and soul good dirt so that your word will spring forth and provide a harvest to those around me of love. For after all, planting seed automatically leads to growth. That growth is a harvest. And just as the farmer plants the seed for the corn or the fruit tree in the orchard or the grapes for the vineyard, God plants in us a seed in our good dirt. A seed that yields a harvest of love to him and love and service to people. That's the only reason we exist in this world, period. It's not to be an American. It's not to celebrate my rights or hurt other people. It's not anything that we can put in that blank except to love God, to love others. It's all about Jesus. Maybe all this garbage going on in the world is God's call to you and me to see that once again. So show us this, Lord Jesus. And may we show the world your love. In his name we pray. Amen.